بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يقول رحمه الله: روى عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: خمس صلوات كتبهن الله على العباد في اليوم والليلة، فمن حافظ عليهن كان له عهد عند الله أن يدخله الجنة، ومن لم يحافظ عليهن لم يكن له عند الله عهد، إن شاء عذبه وإن شاء غفر له. فالصلوات الخمس واجبة على كل مسلم بالغ عاقل. عبيدة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه said that he heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say, Allah has made obligatory on his slave five prayers every day and night. Whomsoever maintains these, then he has a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter him Jannah. And whomsoever does not maintain these, there is no pact between him and Allah. If Allah wills, he will punish him, and if he wills, he will forgive him. Reported by Abu Dawood and Ahmad. So, here he said, Kitab al-Salat, the chapter of Salat. And here he said, he narrated the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written him on the slave. Five daily Salat. Tayyib. Why he didn't use the ayah, rahimahullah, wa aqimu al-Salat wa ayatu al-Zakat? إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوطًا. He didn't mention, there is ayat in the Qur'an, proofs from the Qur'an about establishing the salat. He referred straight away to hadith Ubadah ibn al-Samit radiyallahu anhu, that the salat is obligatory and there are five daily salat, because the hadith is more specific than the ayah. You will not find in the Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated five salawat. But you will find in the Quran that Allah obligated us to pray. That's why Hadith Ubadah ibn al-Samit clarifies that the obligatory salat are five. طيب. This hadith is going to come back to us again when we talk about the issue of Tariq Salat, is he a kafir or a Muslim? We'll come back to this hadith again. So he said, Khamus Salawat, five daily salawat. That's the hadith. Allah, he written them on Al-Ibad. Every day and night. طيب. Every day and night. What are salawat al day? Fajr, Dhuhr and Asr. What are the salat of night? Maghrib and Isha. This is the five salawat. Allak, faman hafaza alayhin, whomever preserves them and protects them, he has ahad, a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will admit him to paradise. And whomever does not preserve these five salawat, there is no ahad. If Allah wills to take him to Jannah, he'll take him to Jannah. And if Allah wills to take him to Jahannam, he'll take him to Jahannam. But if you preserve the five daily salat, you will go, you have a covenant from Allah, that you will go to Jannah, to paradise. Fahimt? Very important, the hadith. الإمام ابن قدامة رحمه الله said, فالصلوات الخمس واجبة على كل مسلم بالغ عاقل. So, he's deriving now from the hadith. The five prayers are obligatory upon every Muslim who is sane and reached the age of puberty. Now, we're not going to talk about the exceptions. So, here he said, the salawat is an obligation. The obligation on whom? He said, every Muslim. So the first condition, you have to be what? A Muslim. A kafir, the salat is not accepted. Why? Because he's a kafir, he's not a Muslim. Is he judged upon the salat in the hereafter? Remember when we spoke about, in the chapter of Tahara, we spoke about hal, al-kafir, is the kafir mukallaf bil-furu'? Is obligated with the branches of the deen. We said the correct opinion is yes. And the dalil, the saying of Allah, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ مُصَلِّينَ ها ولم نكن نطعم المسكين وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين وكنا نكذب بيوم الدين. We were not from the ones who used to pray. This is not عقيدة. We were not we used to be misers to feed the orphaned, طيب, and the needy. And we used to يعني نخوض مع الخائدين, indulge with everyone without restrictions. Anyone says anything, we'll follow him. وكنا نكذب بيوم الدين. We used to lie in the hereafter. But my lying the hereafter is enough. Whether the person prays or not, doesn't pray, huh? It's enough. But the ulama said, no, the kafir will be questioned about the salat and the siyam and hajj and everything. And he'll be get tortured for them because he did perform them. But for them to be accepted, you have to be a Muslim. So here he said, every Muslim. Then he said, baligh, has reached the age of puberty. The salat is obligatory on male and female once they reach the age of puberty. And we spoke about the signs of age of puberty. We don't need to go to that. طيب. Let's just say someone at the age of seven. At the age of seven. Is he obligated with the salat? No. But he should be taught the salat and ordered to pray. And at the age of 10, he should be smacked, not killed or bruised, just a smack for the salat. So this is very important when we say baligh, the age of puberty. The age of puberty, very important to pay attention to that. Now, the dalil for that he is baligh, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that is collected by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and others, رُفِعَ الْقَلَمُ عَنْ ثَلَاثِ. The qalam, the pen, is lifted from three. عَنِ النَّائِمِ حَتَّى يَسْتَيْقِذِ. From the person who is asleep until he wakes up. وَعَنِ الصَّبِيِّ حَتَّى يَحْتَلِمْ. And from the boy until he reached the age of puberty. وَعَنِ الْمَجْنُونِ حَتَّى يَعْقِلْ. And on the crazy until he became sane. Now, as for Al-Aqil, Al-Aqil is the person who is sane. Opposing what? Al-Majnoon. Al-Majnoon, there is no salat on him. طيب, there is no salat on him. طيب, when the Majnoon becomes sane, when the Majnoon, the crazy, becomes sane, does he have to redo the salawat that he missed or not? That is the question. طيب, he does not have to do the salawat. What is the dalil? The dalil is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The pen is lifted from the crazy. Like the pen is lifted from the baby, the kid, until he reached puberty, the child. You can't tell him to pray the days that you're a child. Same thing you would say about the crazy. طيب, same thing about the crazy. Now, we have another part in the hadith. طيب, ya Sheikh, you said the one who sleep. The one who sleep, the time of the salat is when he wakes up. But he's not burdened that if he died in his salat, let's say someone came from work 1 o'clock. He forgot to put an alarm on, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He prayed dhuhr and he put his head on the pillow and says, inshallah, I'm going to wake up about 3:30 to pray asr. He didn't wake up till 5:30. The asr gone. Would Allah judge him on that if he died while he was asleep? Let's say he died 20 past 5. Yeah, I mean just before Maghrib. Would he be judged for that? No. But when he wakes up, this is the time of the salat then. He makes the salat. That's why the brothers who sleep through Salat al-Fajr, when you wake up, you pray it. You don't skip it. But know that if you are staying up more than necessarily, which is leads you to sleep in for Fajr, this staying up is لا يجوز, not allowed. You're not allowed to, unless there is, you know, you're going to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning, you have, your wife guarantee would wake you up. You have an alarm, you sure normally wake up on the alarm, there's no problem. Apart from that, you're not allowed to sleep for Fajr. And that's why it is makruh to speak after Salat al-Isha. You normally need to, after Salat al-Isha, go to sleep. So you can wake up for Fajr. Of course, no one does that today. The Sahara starts after Isha. The night starts after Isha, not before Isha. We'll stay up till 1 o'clock and we sleep for Fajr. You come to Salat al-Fajr and the Musalla, there's 4 people. Right? And sometimes there's no one to stand imam, there's 3.5 people. You know who's the half? The one who's asleep in the Salat. You hear him snoring behind you. So, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't pray Fajr in the masjid, you don't know what you're missing out on. Wallahi, your life, all of it changes when you start restricting yourself to Salat al-Fajr in the masjid. Salat al-Fajr has no taste in your bedroom. It has to be in the masjid. So, the one who falls asleep Fajr time, if he staying up, and because of staying up, then he is sinning. But once a month you slept in, you snored through Fajr, La ilaha illallah, you woke up, they didn't hear the alarm, that's the pain is lifted. But when you do it continuously, you're insisting. And the fatwa of Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, we'll talk about it later, but I'm going to say it now to you. If you set your alarm, what time is Shuruq? 6:50. If you set your alarm to 7 o'clock in the morning, 6:50, you can't pray Fajr. If you set your alarm to 7 o'clock in the morning, you sleep kafir. So if you die in your sleep, you die as a kafir. Why? Because to him and to Ibn Hazm and Abu Bakr and others, radiallahu anhum, missing one salat on purpose, a salat that cannot be joined, takes someone outside the fold of Islam. So when you set your alarm, you are intending not to pray. Shuf. So pay attention, this is important. Tayyib. He said, we're still in the issue of aqil. Now, the sanity we said, opposing to it, majnoon. And then you have permanent ighlaq, which is shutting down the mind. In this case, he is considered as majnoon. Whatever is the disease, could be Down syndrome, could be anything, that he cannot think properly or he can't use the intellect. It depends what any sickness the ulama classify as junoon. What is junoon? Al-majnoon is something, yani comes from the word Jannah. Jannah al-laylu. Jannah, something is hidden. That's why the Jannah called Jannah, because hidden. That's why the Janin, which is the baby inside his mother's womb, the fetus, is called what? Janin. Why? Because he's hidden. The Majnoon is the same thing. You know why? Because his intellect is hidden from him. That's why he's called Majnoon. So anyone his intellect is hidden from him is considered under that. Now, and there is a temporarily shutting down of the mind. The temporarily can take different forms. Could be epilepsy. Could be someone يعني, with disease in the brains that sometimes he loses his mind for about an hour. Or his mind shuts down. طيب. Now this person, let's say, he prayed Dhuhr and he got a fit after Salatul Dhuhr. He didn't wake up till 5:30 Maghrib time from it. Does he have to pray the Asr? The correct opinion, Wallahu A'lam, based on the analogy of the Majnoon, he does not have to. Because is he in control of that? Or it's out of his control? Out of his control. Out of his control. The same thing for the ones who take, yani they give him drugs to sedate him, so they do operation on him. Let's just say, you need to do an operation after Salat al-Fajr, and it's going to go for about 20 hours. Something has been replaced. Some operations can go to 10 hours. They put you in that under sedation. You didn't wake up till next day, Fajr. You missed Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr next day. Do I have to repeat them? No, you do not. Because this is out of need and necessity. So the reality of that, it's out of your hand. But if you use drugs, not for the disease, just you take it, so you can get stoned, and get high, and go to Jahannam afterwards. Or you drink alcohol. Or purposely you take medicine for no use, because some brothers, they don't take drugs, but they go buy prescribed drugs. No, not Panadine, the worst, Xanax, Valium, that knocks them out. Or a sleeping tablet or painkillers, so they can get ripped, bro. So they can get stoned, but this way they don't get caught. They do it from the pharmacy. This person, if in no need for that, he is, what is he doing? He has to redo the salat. It doesn't mean he doesn't pray. No, he has to redo the salat again. طيب. Now, it is important to remember that if you are going to have an operation, if you are in control of the timing, in an ideal world that, let's say, you are in control of the timing when the operation is done, choose the right time that you do not miss the salat. طيب. Yeah. Choose the right time that you do not have to miss the salat. If it is in your hand, but if it is not in your hand, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. طيب. So pay attention to these points because they are example important. Then he said, "Illa al-ha'id wa al-nufasa." Then now he started with the exceptions, except on the menstruating woman and the woman with postnatal bleeding. These two, al-ha'id wa al-nufasa, what? Is it obligatory on them or not? Here he said the salat is not obligatory on them. So the salat is not obligatory on them when they are in the natal bleeding, postnatal bleeding, or in menses. And they do not have to repeat the salat they missed. We spoke about that prior. Then, here he said, rahimahullah, فَمَنْ جَحَدَ وُجُوبَهَا لِجَهْلِهِ عُرِّفَ ذَلِكَ فَمَنْ جَحَدَ وُجُوبَهَا لِجَهْلِهِ عُرِّفَ ذَلِكَ Whoever denies the obligation of prayer due to ignorance must be informed of its status. What does it mean? That if someone is a jahil that it's obligatory, then he has to be taught. But remember, يعني من العوارض الأهلية, من the issues that comes, العوارض, the impediments, one of them is ignorance. But ignorance is limited to time and place and the situation. Meaning, a Muslim in Mecca, who was born in Mecca and lived in Mecca, if he said the salat is not obligatory, he's not excused with ignorance. A Muslim in Cuba, in the Midwest of New South Wales, who never met Muslims in his life, probably learned about Islam and he said, you know, he's Aboriginal, my grandfather was a Muslim, I'll say the Shahada, I'm Muslim now, but he doesn't know anything. You tell him you have to pray 5 times a day, he says, no, I don't have to teach him about Islam and how to perform the salat and everything. عُرِّف وَإِن جَحَدَهَا عِنَادًا كَفَرْ Whoever denies it due to stubbornness has disbelieved. Denying. وَهَذَا مُجْمَعٌ عَلَيْهِ This is by the consensus of the ummah. Anyone denies the obligation of salat is a kafir. There is no two way about it. The whole ummah agrees on that. Then, نعم. وَلَا يَحِلُّ تَأْخِيرُهَا عَنْ وَقْتِ وُجُوبِهَا He said here, is not allowed to delay the salat, the prayer beyond its designated time. So here, first before we go to the exception, you're not allowed to delay the salat. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say? إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا A salat is upon the Muslims, kitab, mawqut. A book that is mawqut, يعني restricted to time, by time. طيب. And also hadith Qatada. Hadith Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أَمَّا إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ فِي النَّوْمِ تَفْرِيطٍ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, indeed there is no neglect in sleeping. When is the tafrit happen? إِنَّمَا التَّفْرِيطُ عَلَى مَنْ لَمْ يُصَلِّ الصَّلَاةَ حَتَّى يَجِيءَ وَقْتُ الصَّلَاةِ الْأُخْرَى Indeed, the neglectful person who does not pray the salat until the time of the other salat or the second salat or the following salat comes. وَهَذَا مُجْمَعَ عَلَيْهِ So the time of the salat, here he said the time of the salat until the time of the next prayer comes. This hadith, ya ikhwa, is general. When we speak about the timing of salat, we come back to this hadith. Hadith Abu Qatada, fi sahih Muslim, radiyallahu anhu. The issue here is, where is the time of every salat? Now, this segment here, you have to pay attention to it properly in the next, when we speak about the timing of the salat, when it starts and when it finishes. Because some salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you ease in it and enough time. Like salat of dhuhr. Some salawat like the maghrib, is very tight and restricted. Salat al-Fajr, he gave you some room, but not too much room, not like Salat al-Dhuhr. So every Salat has some room. Anytime you pray in it, you caught the Salat in its time, there is no problem. And we'll speak about that when it comes to the timing of the Salat. We'll speak about the preferred time for each Salat, the necessary time of each Salat. Some Salawat have two timings, and some Salat have one timing. We'll speak about them when we get there. طيب. Now, what we also understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, since we're talking about the Salat in its time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. This hadith in Muslim. When I order you something, do whatever you can from it, to the best of your ability. طيب. Now let's say someone is sick, and the adhan called. Can he delay the salat a little bit? Not outside its time, just so he can maybe get his energy and recruit his energy to get up for the salat? Yes. And that is with the consensus. Yani Allah said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah to the best of your ability. Let's say our brother, he's a painter. Adhan al-Dhuhr is 12 o'clock. He's got a worker, 12 o'clock. He just finished. Yani he's just about to finish what he's doing. If he's to stop, the paint will dry. And if he comes back from the salat, he can't continue. It's going to cause him a bigger problem. All of a sudden, normally the worker becomes Ibn Taymiyyah. And he wants to pray on that minute. Ya akhi, you're going to ruin the paint. Just wait. We'll pray together. 20 minutes, we have the time. Huh? 20 minutes, just wait. No. A'udhu billah. The Shaykh said, no. This is with the consensus of the Ummah. You can delay the salat. 20 minutes, half an hour. It depends which salat. Not the Maghrib. We're talking about, for example, Dhuhr. But if that worker, it's his own contract, probably he kills people if they want to stop before it dries. But because he's working for someone, he doesn't care. All of a sudden, he doesn't care. So pay attention and be considerate. And you're not disobeying Allah if you delayed the salat 20, 15 minutes after that then. You're not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as it is in the preferred time, as we will talk about it. Not in the necessary time, like the Asr has a preferred time and necessary time. The necessary time start 40 minutes to an hour after the Adhan. Khalas, ba'd 40 minutes after Asr, then you drop, after the Adhan, you drop everything and you go for the Salat. No matter what it is, you leave it. But before that, you have the time. That first 40 minutes, you have the time to pray anytime Asr. طيب. So, the Muslim need already to plan his day, to know what he's doing, and not to leave everything to the last minute. Especially when it comes to crucial salawat like the Maghrib and the Fajr. Where they have a very, very small amount of time that can be prayed, and specifically Maghrib, as we will talk about it. Now here the Shaykh rahimahullah, he said, إِلَّا لِنَاوٍ جَمْعَهَا. He gave an acceptance. He said, Except one who has intended to join them, then he is allowed to delay the salat. He is allowed to delay, for example, the Dhuhr till Asr and Maghrib till Isha. We'll speak about more details about praying before the time. To pray, for example, Asr with Dhuhr. We'll speak about that when we speak about Salat al-Musafir, the prayer of the traveler. But for now, you can delay the salat if you intended what? To join the salat. أو مشتغل بشرطها. Or one has become busy with conditions. Keep busy with the conditions. يعني for example, he is busy looking for something to cover his awrah. He went to the tap and he did not find water. Adhan al-Maghrib called. He went to the tap, opened the tap, there is no water. There's a problem with the water system. Now, can he delay the salat until he runs around and get the water bottle? Yes, he can until he gets the water. Why? Because huwa mushtaghilun bisharti salat. He's busy with the condition of the salat. Now, how long does he have if he's busy to attain the conditions? Some ulama, they said you're not allowed to delay it until the time is over. Let's say you cannot find water and you're very, very busy. You try to look for water and you can't find. And about 5-10 minutes, the salat's going to finish. What do you do? The time is going to finish. What do you do? Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and others, they said do tayammum. But don't let the salat time expire. Do tayammum because you're not allowed to delay it for that long. طيب. Here he said, فَإِن تَرَكَهَا تَهَاوُنًا بِهَا اسْتُتِيبَ ثَلَاثًا. He said, if the prayer is neglected, he is asked to make repentance three. What it means, the three? طيب. Here, it is being narrated that Umar radiallahu anhu said about a man, he became apostate. Then he said radiallahu anhu, أَفَلَا حَبَسْتُمُوهُ ثَلَاثًا وَأَطْعَمْتُمُوهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ رَغِيفًا وَاسْتَتَبْتُمُوهُ لَعَلَّهُ يَتُوبُ وَيُرَاجِعَ أَمْرَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي لَمْ أَحْضُرْ وَلَمْ آمُرْ وَلَمْ أَرْضَى إِذْ بَلَغَنِي. He said, Umar radiallahu anhu, as it's been narrated, as it said, it has some weakness, but a man became an apostate. Then they executed him. Umar radiallahu anhu, what did he say? Why didn't you lock him up for 3 days and feed him every day a loaf of bread and ask him to repent? Maybe he would repent and he go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he recant what he said. He said, Umar radiallahu anhu, O Allah, O my Lord, I didn't witness and attend this oppression, yani, I didn't order, and I'm not happy when I heard this news. From this, the ulama, they said he'll be asked the person to pray 3 times. They make tawbah for him. Here he said, تَرَكَهَا تَهَاوُنًا. What is تَهَاوُنًا? I neglect. He neglect the salat. The ruling is to be asked to pray 3 times. To pray three times. Who does that? وَلِيِّ الْأَمَرِ. Who's Wali al-Amr? A person who has the right to implement the Sharia, the one who is in charge of the Muslim Ummah. Not in charge of a center. No, he is in charge of small town, big town, city, and he has the policing power under his command. Not an Amir of 5 brothers, and he's hopeless, he can't even control his own house. No, it has to be someone who is ruling by the Sharia of Islam. This is the first condition. The second condition, has the shawka. What is the shawka? The enforcement agency in his hand. Otherwise, he can't be an Amir, really. Or Wali al-Amr or Amir al-Mu'mineen. If he does not have these conditions. Now, if he has these conditions, he will take this person or he will appoint someone to istatibu, to do istitaba to him. He'll ask 3 times to make tawbah. And be said, Tub ila Allahi wa salli wa illa qatalnak. Repent to Allah and pray, otherwise we're going to execute you. 3 times. If he reject, he'll be then executed. As the Imam said, rahimahullah, if he repents, he is left. And he will leave him, khalas. If not, he is killed. And you imagine, come on, someone, he's going to be executed and still say, I don't want to pray. Can he this? Even if he prayed out of hypocrisy just to show that he's praying, he will pray. Here he said, is his killing, and pay attention, this is when we're going to talk about, a little bit about another issue if we have time to talk about it, which is the ruling on the one, yani he does not pray neglectfully, and he's someone who neglects the salat. Here he said, وَإِلَّا قُتِلْ if not, he is killed. طيب. Now, is he killed riddah or عاصي, major sin? That's the question. Yani we asked him 3 times, and then we'll say, are you going to pray? He says, no. 2nd time. Are you going to pray? No. 3rd time. Are you going to pray? No. Then the Amir al-Mu'mineen will execute him. Now, is his execution here as a Muslim who's a sinner or a kafir apostate? This is where the point. Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah, he said, in al-Ikhtiyarat, he said, فَرَضَ مُتَأَخِّرُ الْفُقَهَاءِ مَسْأَلَةٌ يَمْتَنِعُ وُقُوعُهَا. He said, pay attention, the later scholars, not the early generation from the scholars, the later, an issue that it's impossible to take place. وَهِيَ أَنَّ الرَّجُلَ إِذَا كَانَ مُقِرًّا بِوُجُوبِ الصَّلَاةِ فَدُعِيَ إِلَيْهَا وَامْتَنَعَ ثَلَاثًا. He said, if a man, he admits that the salat is obligatory, and then he is called to it, and he rejects 3 times. مَعْ تَهْدِيدِهِ بِالْقَتْلِ, with threatening him with execution. فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ حَتَّى قُتِلْ. Then he did not pray until he is executed. هَلْ يَمُوتُ كَافِرًا أَوْ فَاسِقًا. Does he die kafir or a fasiq? You know the difference between a kafir and a fasiq? Al-kafir is a murtad, he's not a Muslim. And al-fasiq is a Muslim, but he is on major sin. Here he said, عَلَى قَوْلَيْن. It is on 2 opinions amongst the ulama. You already know. The ulama, other, he's going to go. Some ulama said kafir and some ulama said, no, he's a fasiq. Listen, but what Ibn Taymiyyah, the issue for him, what was, he said, وَهَذَا الْفَرْضُ بَاطِلِ. Even to suggest like that is batil, is false. Why? إِذْ يَمْتَنِعُ أَنْ يَعْتَقِدَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَهَا وَلَا يَفْعَلْهَا. It is impossible by intellect that someone believes that Allah obligated him to do it and he does not perform it. وَيَصْبِرَ عَلَى الْقَتْلِ. And he bears patience to be executed. هَذَا لَا يَفْعَلُهُ أَحَدٌ قَدْ. This is not in logic at all. No one would do it. Unless he's arrogant kafir. Yani, this adding, unless arrogant kafir, is from me. But I'm just saying. Yani, Ibn Taymiyyah said, this suggestion here, how can you, anyway, to say there is two opinions? The matter doesn't hand. This doesn't happen from someone who believes in his heart that the salah is obligatory, and we're telling him we're going to kill you, and we ask him three times, and he keeps saying no, and then he sees the bright sword over his head, and he still insists. This person, in no way, he believes it's obligatory. Let's say here, قال في الإنصاف المرداوي, يعني, one of the great imams of the Hanabila, after he narrated what Shaykh al-Islam ibn Saymiyyah, he said, المرداوي, يعني المرداوي, his, well, if you want to know the madhab al-Hanbali, you read al-Insaf lil-Mardawi. He gets you every opinion in the madhab. He collected everything. Rahimahullah, he did the madhab a great favor after Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah. He's a superstar of the madhab. Don't ask, is it translated? Books like this don't get translated. طيب, here he said, rahimahullah al-Mardawi, wal-aqlu yashhadu bima qal. And the intellect witnesses to what Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says. ويقطع به وهو عين الصواب الذي لا شك فيه ويقطع به, and يعني it confirms it to a certainty, and it is the eye and the core of the truth which is, has no doubt in it. وأنه لا يقتل إلا كافرا. He can't be executed except as a kafir. How can he bears all this patience and he still believes it's obligatory? طيب, here he said, فعل المذهبي, according to the madhab, يعني madhab al-Hanabila, حكمه حكم الكافر. His ruling is the ruling of the kafir. فَلَا يُغَسَّلْ وَلَا يُصَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَلَا يُدْفَنُ فِي مَقَابِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَلَا يَرِثُ مُسْلِمًا وَلَا يَرِثُهُ مُسْلِمٌ فَهُوَ كَالْمُرْتَدِ. Here he said, he's not to be washed, nor prayed upon, nor buried in the burials of the Muslims. And he does not inherit from a Muslim, nor a Muslim inherits from him. He is exactly like the Murtad. He takes the same ruling of the Murtad. Now, pay attention to this point that Al-Mardawi rahimahullah and Ibn Taymiyyah here spoken about what? About the person who's executed after he was asked to pray three times. Because you will find, as for the ruling for the person who chooses out of neglect not to pray, and there is no imam to catch him, tayyib, or there's no hukum in the sharia, like some Muslims today who call themselves Muslim, they don't pray five times a day. Are they out of laziness? Not out of juhud? Out of juhud, denial, it's obligation. This is with the consensus, they're kuffar. But we're talking about lazy. He is lazy, busy with the work, busy with the dunya, busy with this. Is he a kafir or not? That is another point we need to talk about. Or we can leave it for next week. You need an hour. You need easy an hour. Huh? Yeah, I have it prepared, all of it. It's all ready. It's all like 8 pages essay. It's not part of your study. It's not part of the book, but I am adding that from me. Okay, fine. إذن we stop at this. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.